Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. A bipartisan group vetting Georgia's next voting machines will make its final recommendations tomorrow. GPB Stephen Fowler reports on the SAFE Commission meeting in Macon.
Georgians should have a new way to cast their ballots in the 2020 elections, but how they do it remains to be seen. Currently, the state uses outdated touchscreen voting machines with no paper trail. Most of the new systems would provide a paper backup for results and could minimize security risks. The cybersecurity expert on the panel recommends hand-marked paper ballots that are counted by a digital scanner and says Georgia should lease voting equipment so it's always up to date. The legislature will have to vote on a bill authorizing any changes during next year's session. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Farmers' mental health is on the agenda as dozens of professors and social workers meet in Atlanta this week. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
Viewing farming as a lifestyle and not just an occupation could better help people understand the stress farmers deal with.
What goes on a farm is a culture, and we can't just simply take away that culture.
That's Ted Matthews. He travels around Minnesota to offer mental health services to farmers and spoke at the conference here. He says the perception around asking for help has to change.
In rural America, and definitely on the farm, they need to start looking at mental health as just those two words, mental health, not mental illness.
This discussion is the first step. Next, the University of Georgia Agriculture Extension plans to train its workers to recognize signs of potential mental health distress. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Nine environmental groups are suing the federal government to block seismic air gun testing for oil off of the southeast U.S. coast. The testing uses blasts of sound to test for oil deposits and is a precursor to offshore drilling. Conservationists say it would harm marine life, including critically endangered right whales. Last month, a federal agency issued permissions that paved the way for seismic testing permits. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.